Hello, hello. Welcome. Welcome to this Wednesday. We find ourselves July the 15th. Wednesday, July the 15th. I myself welcome you here. I welcome you to First is Kingdom Family Church Ministries, where we always start the service where the Word of God will transform my life, and I will never be the same in Jesus' name. Amen. I pray you have already gotten a hold of that confession. I pray you have already incorporated into your daily confessions. Amen. Again, today is Wednesday, July the 15th. We pray you had a blessed 4th of July weekend. We pray you had a blessed time celebrating our nation's anniversary, the big 250-year anniversary. It doesn't really seem that long, but we pray you had a safe and blessed 4th of July weekend. Amen? But here we go. We find ourselves moving through the month of July. Amen? So as Pastor Rose says, whenever you are listening to the Daily Bread, this small devotional that we bring to you, we pray you are having a safe and blessed week. Amen? I'm going to be sharing a little bit of a different devotional. Amen? But I do apologize if I go a little bit longer than usual. If you're taking notes or you have your Bible, I suggest you just take notes and then go back and look up the scriptures I'm giving you. Amen? Again, not trying to take up too much of your time this Wednesday, July the 15th. Amen? But if you're new around here, we welcome you. We encourage you to give us the rest of this month. Amen? And see what First is Kingdom Family Church Ministries can do in your life and those around you. Amen? And to our faithful listeners, we always want to say thank you so much. We appreciate your faithfulness, and we always say that God sees your faithfulness, and that's what's important. Amen? And a small reminder, the last Wednesday of every month is our healing service with Pastor Jesse and Pastor Rose. Amen? So if you remembered your homework assignment I gave you the last time we met, I will say it again. This month, try and invite at least one or two, three, if you can, to listen in the end of this month to our healing service. Amen. And trust me, we all come across people who we might be interacting with, and they might mention that they have been fighting some symptoms, or they woke up and this was hurting, or they started coughing, whatever it is. That's a perfect opportunity for us to say, hey, tune in the last Wednesday of the month to First is Kingdom Family Church Healing Service and watch what God can do in your life and heal your life, heal you physically, and heal you spiritually. Amen? So that's something to look forward to. Amen? So, again, I'm suggesting taking notes, and then you can go back and read the scriptures on your own. Amen? So, we'll jump right into this small devotional that I have for you entitled Hearts Aflame. Hearts Aflame. Amen? And the first scripture we'll be looking out of is going to be found in Ezekiel 37:5. And I encourage you for the scripture reading, Ezekiel chapter 37. Amen? So write that down. After I've read through this, you can go back and read Ezekiel chapter 37 and then look up some of these scriptures along the way. Amen? To get a little bit more context of what I was sharing with you for this daily bread. Amen? So, we're starting out with Ezekiel 37, verse 5. Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 5, it says, "Surely I will cause breath to enter you, and you shall live." Amen? That's the Lord saying, "Surely I will cause breath into you, and you shall live." Amen? Now, it says, as we speak in the Spirit, we feel that the fire that burned in the hearts of the two men on their way to Emmaus, when Jesus walked with them, is burning in our hearts. Amen? Now, the first scripture I'll give to you to look up later is found in Luke chapter 24, and that's verses 13 through 32. Amen? Luke chapter 24, verses 13 through 32. Amen? It says, "It's sure to come to pass that when we walk with Him, our hearts will burn." It says, "The same power of the Spirit is present today to make that happen." It says the two men on their way to Emmaus could not understand what was happening on the road. Amen. It says, but a few hours later, they saw Jesus break the bread and their eyes were open. If you don't know what this first section I'm speaking on, it's the two men that were walking to Emmaus. I'm probably sure I'm pronouncing that wrong. But Jesus appeared to him and walked with them. Amen. And of course, they didn't know who Jesus was at that time. Amen. But as it says here towards the end, it says, but a few hours later, they saw Jesus break the bread and their eyes were open. Amen. Let's continue. It says, but beloved, our hearts always ought to burn. Beloved, our hearts always ought to burn. There is a place where we can live in the anointing and the clothing of the Spirit, where our words will be clothed with power. Amen. I'm going to read you Ephesians 5:18, if you want to jot that down also. It says, "Do not be drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit." Amen. Being filled with the Spirit is a wonderful privilege. Amen. Can I get an amen? Being filled with the Spirit is a wonderful privilege. Amen. It says it is necessary for John to be in the Spirit on the Isle of Patmos so that the revelation could be made clear to him. And another scripture I will give you that you can jot down is found in Revelation chapter 1, verses 9 and 10. Amen. It says, what does it mean to this generation for us to be kept in the Spirit? What does it mean? It says all human reasoning and all human knowledge cannot be compared with the power of the life that is lived in the Spirit. Amen? In the Spirit. It says we have power to loose and we have power to bend. We have power to bind. Excuse me. It says, and the power to bind. Another scripture I'll give you to look up is found in Matthew 16, verse 19, Matthew chapter 16, verse 19. It says, there is a place where the Holy Spirit can put us where we cannot be anywhere else but in the Spirit. But it is only in the Spirit. Amen. Now, it says, I read in Matthew chapter 16, verse 19, and that's another scripture you can jot down. It says that Jesus says, in essence, I will give you power to bind. I will give you power to loose. This is a power that many of us have not yet claimed. And we will not be able to claim this manifestation of the Spirit unless we live in the Spirit. When you are able to bind and loose, it's only in the Spirit. It's only in the Spirit. You cannot bind things in human strength or with a natural mind. Amen. It says this power was never lacking in Jesus, but I feel that there is a great lack of it in most of us. God help us. Amen. Now, another scripture I'll give to you is found in Luke chapter 4, verse 18. It says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Amen. The Spirit of the Lord is upon you. Amen. It says, "Beloved, there was such a great purpose in this Spirit being on Jesus." It says, "And there was a special purpose in your being baptized in the Spirit." It says, "We must not forget that we are members of His body. And by this wonderful baptismal power, we are partakers of His divine nature." Amen. And the next scripture I'll give you to jot down is 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4. Amen. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4. It says, "The revelation came this way." It says, "I saw Adam and Eve driven out of the garden by a flaming sword at every side to keep them from entering into the garden." Amen. It says, But I saw all around me as a flaming sword keeping me from evil. And it seemed this would be true if I would claim it. And so I said, "Lord, I will." The flaming sword was around me, delivering me from the power of hell. In this way, we are preserved from evil. It says, God is like a wall of fire around us. Amen. Another scripture I will give you is found in Zeke chapter 2, verse 5. Z-E-C-H, Zeke chapter 2, verse 5. It says, "Why should we fear? What a wonderful salvation. What a wonderful salvation. What a wonderful deliverer." Amen. Now, notice Ezekiel 37. It says, "The only need of Ezekiel was to be in the Spirit." It says, "While he was in the Spirit, it came to him to prophesy to the dry bones and say, 'O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord.'" And that's in verse 4. It says, "As he prophesied according to the Lord's command, he saw an exceedingly great army," that's found in verse 10, "rise up about him. The prophet obeyed God's command," it says, "and all we have to do exactly this, obey God." Amen. It sounds easy enough, doesn't it? But it says, "What is impossible with man is possible with God." And that's found in Luke chapter 18, verse 27. I'll read that again. "What is impossible with man is possible with God." I hope you caught that. It says, "I pray to God that your spirit, soul, and body may be preserved holy." And the next scripture I'm going to give you is found in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. "And that you may be also on fire, also ready with the anointing on you. This is not so we're out of divine order." Okay, it says, "This is not so we are out of divine order, and we ought to cry to him until the glory comes back upon us." Amen. So I hope you got a little bit out of this. I know I read through it a little bit faster. I don't want to take up too much of your time, but I hope you were getting a little bit about this, that being in the Spirit, amen, starting our day out in the Spirit, amen. This morning as I was reading my devotionals, this was part of it, and this stood out, and I said, you know what, the Lord impressed upon my heart to share it, so I hope you got a little bit out of this. I'm going to leave you with a thought for today, amen. It says, "If we breathe the Holy Spirit's thoughts into our thoughts and live in the anointing of the Holy Spirit as Jesus lived, then there will be evidence that we are in the Holy Spirit, and He will do His works." And He will do His works. Amen. So trying to summarize that little thought for today, as long as we're in the Spirit, we're connected with the Holy Spirit, amen, He will do His works in us. Amen. And I encourage you to, if you haven't been, just start today. Amen. Start where you're at. Start today. Spend a little extra time praying and asking the Lord, "Lord, help me connect closer to the Holy Spirit that I might hear his still small voice, amen, and that I might follow it. Because trust me, it doesn't happen overnight. It's something that you have to keep working at to eventually you can hear the Holy Spirit. And then on top of that is obey the Holy Spirit. Amen. Because speaking from personal experience, I can tell you it's not something that comes overnight. It's not something easy. And sometimes you're put in situations that you might not want to be in, but obedience is the best option when it comes to our Heavenly Father. Amen. Obeying God when He commands us is always the best option. Amen. But we're all human. We all make mistakes. I'll raise my hand that in the past, I haven't always done exactly what the Lord has instructed me to do. And I can say, without any shame, it's always gotten me into trouble. Amen. That the Lord had instructed me to do something and I didn't listen and I thought I knew better. And sure enough, I got into trouble. Amen. And it wasn't until after all of the aftermath that I had to take time away and ask the Lord to forgive me. But only a handful of times was that, or should I say, has happened to where I learned very quickly now that disobeying God is not an option. Amen. And doing so is going to do nothing but cause me trouble. Amen. So daily I choose to obey God, whatever his instructions may be, whatever the Holy Spirit may have for me. Obedience is what I choose. Amen. Now, you might be sitting there thinking to yourself, well, Andrew, that sounds all holier than thou, but that's not the case, because trust me, our flesh man is right there saying, no, you know what, let's do this, or our mind tells us, oh, we have a better idea, or hey, let's do this, and it's a battle, amen, but the more time you spend with the Lord, the more time we're reading our Bible, the more time we're spending in prayer with the Lord, the more time we're putting God's commands or God's, how do I want to say, God's instructions first above everything else. Amen. It's a blessing. It's a blessing for us and we will stay out of trouble. Amen. Because how many of us know we all can get ourselves into trouble? Amen. And it doesn't really take much to get ourselves into trouble, but we can. Amen. But if we're prayed up, if we're connected to the Holy Spirit, if we choose our spirit man over our flesh man, it gets easier and easier and easier. It's a day by day thing. Amen. That when we wake up in the morning and we say, hello, Heavenly Father. Hello, Lord Jesus. Hello, Holy Spirit. What do you have for me today? Amen. And at the start of each of our morning that we are choosing, you know what? I choose my spirit man and flesh man. I'm putting you under. Amen. You command your flesh to be under. Amen. And we don't entertain the flesh man. Amen. We choose our spirit man. Amen. So I hope you got a little bit out of this. Again, I apologize if I read a little bit too fast and went a little bit too long, but I felt I wanted to share that with you this Wednesday evening. Amen? So, when you pray and confess the word over your life every day, you will strengthen your inner man and grow in faith and confidence. Amen? Never underestimate the power of God's word. It is full of life and will minister healing and strength to you in every area. Amen? Every area. Amen. And this even aligns with what I was just sharing. Amen. That we're spending time with the Lord. Amen. That we're strengthening our inner man. Amen. We're growing in faith and confidence. Amen. That we are in God's word. Amen. And we are letting Him be a part of every part of our lives. Amen. So, I hope you got a little bit out of this evening's Daily Bread. Amen. I believe Pastor Rose will be with you next Wednesday. Amen. And of course, our healing service will be this last Wednesday of the month. So invite someone to listen in. Amen. So have a blessed rest of your week. Amen. If you're in the heat, we pray you're staying cool in the air conditioning somewhere. Amen. If you're in a part of the country listening where it's raining and flooding, we are praying for safety and that God and the angels of the Lord watch over and protect you and your property and your loved ones. Amen. Because there's a lot of crazy weather going on right now, but we continually keep you in our prayers. And as always, please keep the pastors in your prayers as always as you go out throughout your week. If they pop into your head, bless God, just say a little prayer and keep them in your prayers because they pray for you daily. Amen. So we'll see you right back here next Wednesday for another Daily Bread. Amen. Be blessed. Have a rest blessed of this Wednesday evening. And we will see you right back here next Wednesday. God bless you.